In Ukraine, organizers of massive pro-European Union protests have set up an association that they hope will eventually force the Ukraine's leadership to resign and bring the former Soviet nation closer to the EU. Stefan Boss reports that the announcement comes after as many as 100,000 demonstrators braved the cold in the capital, Kyiv.
Organizers say they are impressed that thousands of pro-EU demonstrators braved freezing temperatures for a fifth consecutive Sunday, but say they realize they have to extend their movement. They have created the Maidan People's Association, named after what is also known as Kyiv's Independence Square, which has been turned into a massive protest camp. Protesters have demanded the resignation of the president and government because of their refusal to sign the European Union Association Agreement and choosing closer ties with Russia instead. The association also aims to promote a new constitution and the removal of what organizers call corrupt judges and prosecutors. Opposition leader Arseniy Yatsenyuk says the association will be open for all parties, non-governmental organizations and individuals.
This is the place for real values. This is the place for freedom. It would be something like Solidarność in Poland.
The movement underscores President Viktor Yanukovych's failure to halt the protests, despite concessions of releasing some jailed opposition activists and suspending several top officials over a police crackdown on demonstrators. Yet Yanukovych's stance was strengthened last week by a pledge from Moscow to buy $15 billion in Ukrainian government bonds and to reduce the price Russia charges Ukraine for natural gas by a third. Observers say keeping up the momentum will prove to be difficult for protest organizers, however, especially in this holiday season. Ukraine celebrates Christmas on January 7th in accordance with the Orthodox calendar. The holiday, suppressed during the Soviet era and celebrated at church or with family, threatens to draw many protesters home. For Vatican Radio, I am Stefan Bos, reporting.